15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. It's 15-Minute Monday time. I hope you had a fantastic weekend and welcome back on the Success Blueprint. Thanks for tuning in again. Without you, this podcast wouldn't be possible, or let's say it would be possible, but it would be really boring to do it if no one is listening. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and tuning in again. Today, I will talk about time mastery. And it's called the Time Mastery Manifesto. Reclaim your schedule and design your ideal workday. And that really all spins around managing your time. This does not only apply to work. Also, if you're an entrepreneur, if you work for yourself, you're a freelancer, or you just want to get some more time out of your day, then this one is for you. What I coach clients very often on is how not to waste time, because you would be surprised how much time you lose during the day. I am certain you can relate what it feels like when there are just not enough hours in the day. But I can tell you, you're not alone with that. In our hyper-connected world, distractions and time wasters lurk around every single corner, and they silently chip away at your productivity. But what if I tell you that you could reclaim a significant chunk of your day simply by identifying and eliminating these hidden thieves? Today, I want to share a couple of things with you, and I promise you, I guarantee you, if you listen to this podcast, you write it down, and you apply a couple of them in your life, you will see they will make a huge difference. As a coach, I see countless clients struggling with time management. The good news is that by making small adjustments and implementing some strategic techniques, you can take back control of your schedule and achieve more in less time. The first step, well, it's awareness, like in every other area of your life. That's how it starts. Let's dive into the top time wasters that plague professionals and uncover actionable steps to banish them from your workday. And as I said, not only for the workplace, it applies to any area in life, so listen up. So what are the culprits? Where are your precious minutes disappearing? Think back to yesterday. How much time did you spend on activities that didn't move the needle forward on your most important goals? I want to give you some common time wasters that I find with my clients, and maybe you can consider them. The CC abyss at work. We've all been there. Everyone has worked in a job. You receive an email with a long list of recipients, including yourself, and a subject line that sparks zero interest. You scan the email, maybe even reply with a quick thanks, but deep down, you know this message wasn't relevant to your work. And here's the problem. These CCs accumulate, stealing minutes throughout the day that could be better spent. So find a way to manage that. Speak to the stakeholders, speak to the people that are writing you messages, find out in the organization which CCs are necessary and which aren't. If you're a freelancer, speak directly to clients. There's a lot that you can do just by stopping this CC abyss. The other one, the email enigma. Emails can be a double-edged sword. They are a fantastic communication tool, but managing a flooded inbox can be a productivity black hole. Constantly checking, organizing, and responding to emails can significantly disrupt your focus and flow. And I can tell you, when you listen to corporates, when they come back from the December holiday, the first 2 months, catching up on emails. And I can guarantee you 40% at least, if not maybe even more, is a total waste of time, total disaster, and you're just throwing the minutes of your life away. Not only does it decrease productivity, but it also takes precious minutes out of your life, wasted on nothing. The next one, the meetings. I call them the meeting monsters. Meetings are essential for collaboration and brainstorming. But think carefully. Poorly planned or unnecessary meetings can be a major time suck. Nothing worse than inefficient agendas, rambling discussions, and attendees who could have received the information via email are all culprits. So when you are invited to a meeting, if you're a manager, you got more control over that. If you work for yourself, make sure that you request an agenda, that you request which stakeholders are in the meeting. Ask what the meeting is for, and then make a concise and an informed decision on whether this meeting is actually relevant for you. And this is something that should come from top down. There are so many meetings that take place that literally go nowhere. It's just like waffling and rambling. There is one or two key players. They always talk Everyone else is just listening. When you walk out, you know just as much as you knew before, or you're even more confused. The next one, the chatty cacophony. Let's face it, a little water cooler chat can be welcome. It can be an amazing break. But unproductive conversations that stretch on or take place at inopportune moments can derail your focus and leave you feeling behind schedule. And that is counterproductive. So you have to make sure that you don't get into that trap. It's like at the gym, for instance, where I see people talking. If you know 10 people and you just do the little small talk, I can guarantee you that's 10 people times maybe 2 minutes. Calculate that. If you don't know how, use a calculator, but you will see the amount of time you waste for each and every session. And remember, each and every minute that you lose, you are moving something out behind the gym session, or you're losing and cutting off time for more important things that you need to do. So get a hold on that. The perfectionist procrastinator. The fear of not doing something perfectly can lead to procrastination. We get caught up in overthinking details or revising incessantly, delaying the start or completion of important tasks. This will snowball, leading to last-minute rushes and unnecessary stress. Strive for excellence, as I always say. Don't be a perfectionist procrastinator. That will get you nowhere. There is no perfection in anything. So if you think you're a perfectionist, well, good morning. Let me give you some news. You are wrong. Another really great one, the social media siren song. We've all succumbed and still do to the allure of that glowing rectangle in our pockets, scrolling through endless feeds of perfectly curated lives or engaging in common threads can devour minutes that could be dedicated to focused work. The constant notifications and updates create a sense of urgency, pulling us away from important tasks. And this does not only distract you from work, also in your personal life. When you want to have that dinner with your spouse or a family dinner or anything with friends, the phone is always in the way and it steals many, many minutes that could be allocated more effectively. So calm that down. Be aware of your social media time. Be aware of screen time. There's beautiful apps that you can track it with. Don't go overboard. The multitasking maze. We had a beautiful episode on multitasking, or the pretense multitaskers. We spoke about that. If you haven't watched it, go back. You will find it. Juggling multiple tasks at once might feel productive, but in reality, it leads to decreased quality and increased errors. Switching between projects constantly disrupts focus and creates mental context switching fatigue. So let me tell you, focus on one thing. Learn something about flow. If you are in flow state, that's when you get most things done. And then you can just line them up behind each other. Focus on one task at a time. Give it your full attention. Learn how to get in a flow state. Then you will be faster with one task. You can move on to the next and really allocate solid time of focus and clarity to the things that you do. That will change your life. I can guarantee you. So unearthing the root cause. Why do we fall prey to time wasters? Now that we identified some common time wasters, let's explore the reasons why we fall victim to them. It's sometimes the fear of missing out, or we call it FOMO. The constant influx of emails, notifications, and social media updates can create a sense of FOMO, prompting us to check them constantly, even when they're not urgent. And you don't know how subconsciously that happens. You are scared of missing something or losing out on important news. I guarantee if you don't check your phone, if you are off social media for 2 or 3 hours or even longer, I guarantee you the world will keep spinning and your life will carry on. Procrastination, putting off important tasks, can lead to resorting to easier distractions like social media or mindless web browsing. And that is when we are not taking action and we have to break those patterns, we have to break those habits and get back to better ones. Lack of prioritization. When we don't have a clear understanding of our priorities, it's easy to get bogged down in less important tasks that feel more manageable. So write down what you need to do. I always say it again, premeditate your day. Use tools like the Eisenhower Matrix. They are very effective in planning your day, understanding what needs to be done. How can you be more effective? So use those techniques. If you don't know about them, reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. I help you with those things. The inability to say no is a big one. Feeling obligated to attend every meeting or respond to every email can leave us feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin. So you have to put boundaries in place. It's important to say no. We always feel that we disappoint people or that we can't please them, but you're not a people pleaser. We have learned that. We don't want to do that. There is merit to saying no. And particularly when it comes to stretching yourself thin, rather say no than ending up doing something half-hearted and then failing or doing many things at the same time and then be average at all of them. That's not the solution to the problem. How do we conquer time better? I want to share some practical strategies for taking back your day. So all right now, we've identified the time wasters and unearthed the reasons behind them. Now comes the empowering part. Actionable strategies to combat these productivity saboteurs. Listen carefully, make some notes, write something down. This is important. Tame the CC beast. Be ruthless with your inbox subscriptions. Unsubscribe from irrelevant lists and create filters to automatically send non-essential emails to a designated folder. Utilize features like mark all as read to quickly clear out low priority messages. You have to find ways to manage your mailbox and it will really help you save so much time. Master your email mojo. Schedule specific times throughout the day to check and respond to emails. This prevents constant checking and maintains your focus during dedicated work periods. Utilize tools like autoresponders for out-of-office notifications or during focused work sessions. Wrangle the meeting monster. Before scheduling a meeting, ask yourself, is this meeting truly necessary? And if so, ensure a clear agenda is circulated beforehand and stick to time limits. Also consider alternatives like video conferencing or collaborative documents to streamline communication. Outsmart the hold up, hold out. If you know you'll be on hold for calls that you're making, if you're a salesperson or you have to make calls because that is your job description, then make sure that you leverage that time. Utilize speakerphone and catch up on emails or make a quick to-do list whilst you wait. Allocate all your time effectively. Silence the chatty cacophony. Communicate clear boundaries with colleagues. Let them know when you need focused work time and politely excuse yourself from non-essential conversations. During the work time with a notification nightmare, slay it. Switch off phone notifications, switch off all non-essential notifiers that could get into the way, that could distract you, or even call your attention over to a device that can then distract you from things that you really have to do. It's important that you stay away from it. It wastes so much time. In general, stop the procrastination, stop the social media siren, switch it off. Stop scrolling through nonsense and all the stuff that doesn't add any value to your life. Don't be a multitasker. Focus and get into a flow state. When you're in a flow state and you learn how to do that over and over again, if you really spend some time on reaching a flow state, then all the other things will fall away anyway. So that's a good starting point, that you get out there, research, learn how to put yourself into a proper flow state, and you will be so much more effective in many, many things in your life. But in all these tools, the most important thing is to cultivate awareness, the power of self-reflection. While the strategies above provide a tactical toolbox, true time management mastery lies in cultivating self-awareness. And here are some powerful questions that I want you to ask yourself. What energizes you? Understanding your peak productivity times allows you to schedule demanding tasks during those windows. What distracts you the most? Be honest with yourself about the triggers that pull you away from focused work, that get you out of a flow state. Am I working on the right things? You have to regularly evaluate your goals and ensure your daily tasks contribute to achieving them. Do I respect my time? Saying no to unimportant requests and protecting your focused work periods demonstrates self-respect and boosts productivity. I want you to embrace technology, not enslave. Technology can be a powerful ally in the fight against time wasters. And I want to share some tech-powered solutions with you. Time tracking apps, tools like Toggle or Rescue Time track how you spend your time and provide valuable insights into your work habits. Focus apps, applications like Freedom or Forest, temporarily block distracting websites and apps promoting focused work sessions. If that is something that you need because you can't do it by yourself, there is ways around it. You can also force yourself into a flow state if you have problems reaching those states by yourself. Project management tools utilize platforms like Asana, Monday, Trello to organize tasks, collaborate with colleagues, and streamline workflows. If you work in a bigger organization, there's most probably tools like this in place, bigger tools, and they help you to be more effective. And otherwise, you can do it by yourself if you work for yourself. Remember, progress, not perfection. The key to conquering time wasters is progress, not perfection. There will be days when distractions win. It's just like that. But forgive yourself, recommit to your strategies, and celebrate your victories, no matter how small they are, and that will keep you going. Investing in you, the ultimate time management strategy. Time management isn't just about squeezing more tasks into your day. It's about investing in yourself. And I want to share some additional tips with you for maximizing your productivity and well-being. Prioritize sleep. It's important. Don't deplete your body budget. You will not be in self-control. You will not be able to tap into your maximum cognitive abilities. A well-rested mind is a sharp and focused mind. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Schedule breaks regularly. Short breaks throughout the day can improve focus and prevent burnout. Get up, move around, or practice mindfulness exercises. Delegate and outsource. Don't be afraid to delegate tasks or outsource when possible. This frees up your time for the most important work that requires your unique skill set. And then reward yourself. Celebrate your accomplishments. Big or small, it doesn't matter. This reinforces positive behaviors and keeps you motivated on your time management journey. By implementing these strategies and cultivating self-awareness, you will reclaim your time, achieve greater focus, and ultimately experience a more fulfilling and productive life. Remember, you are in control of your schedule. It's you. You need to take charge, banish the time wasters, and watch your productivity go to the roof. This is it for the 15-Minute Monday. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I can guarantee you the people that come to me, they want to be peak performers, whether in their personal life or in their relationships, in their leadership journey. It doesn't matter. They come to me to give them tools that will help them really break through those barriers and become unstoppable. And in my podcast, I obviously share a lot, but there are so many proven methodologies and tools, and I have a lot of really streamlined coaching programs. My 90-day performance program is a really, really great one if you're looking for something to really make a commitment and really achieve new heights in your life. Then that is a program for you. I put the information about it into the podcast description. Otherwise, head over to my webpage, reach out to me on Instagram. I guarantee you, and this is a guarantee that I make to you in passion, if you connect to me, I will change your life for the better. And that is fact. So I hope to hear from you. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Have a fantastic week. This was Daniel Craig Johnson, your host on the Success Blueprint. Take care.